Welcome back to the Take Flight Podcast with John Melton, where we show you how to maximize your income abroad, teach abroad, and travel the world on your own time. Welcome back to the Take Flight Teaching Podcast. This is John Melton. Boy, do we got news. Are we fired? Are you fired? A lot of people are fired. A lot of people are fired up. A lot of parents are fired up. So there's been a new change in laws and regulations in China regarding the ESL market, and it's I don't agree, but in a sense I do agree. The new lockdowns, it is a lockdown with the new regulations. It involves cutting out weekend teaching, tutoring. It cuts out a lot of online platforms and tutoring of any core curriculum after school. So anything that's in the core curriculum in school, you can no longer for-profit tutor that after school. I wasn't sure what subjects this related to, but it seems to be sweeping across all subjects. A lot of companies are having to switch their business model to a nonprofit. And, the positive side, which a lot of people may not be seeing, is a lot of these places are transferring more into a vocational type place for kids, where they're doing, more fun type activities. And, if I'm teaching somebody football or building a wooden chair, you can use English while doing that. So there may be, the market might still be open there. I'm still seeing some training center job ads with good pay. And, of course, if you're qualified, which I told you was going to come a time when the most qualified were going to be the only ones that China was going to choose from, well, you have international school options. And international schools, your students are going to be from all over the world. But in China, an international school means there's one kid that's the teacher's child and the rest of them are Chinese. And that's okay, whatever. There are going to be rich parents that try to find loopholes and pay to get one-on-one. And there are going to be not so wealthy people who are taking loopholes that may get them into severe trouble. Anyways, the market has shifted and it has crashed like 73% within a few days. And it's not good. A lot of people lost a lot of jobs. A lot of businesses shut down. But the people who are benefiting are the children, because there's no more tutoring for, little 3-year-old Andy and 4-year-old Sonny. Because first off, I want to tell you it's complete bullshit to tutor a 3-year-old in English. So yeah, I agree. Do you know how pointless it is? Do you know how hard it is to entertain 8 3-year-olds in a class period for 45 minutes when they barely speak Chinese, much less English? So you're just pointing and going, red ball, red ball. And they're repeating, but are they learning? No. Feels like such a ripoff. So the market's going to be there, but it's just not going to be the Wild West anymore. If you want that, you better go to Vietnam or Thailand and get used to the heat. Now, there is Taiwan. The money's just not great. It's not really as good. Money-wise, we're looking back towards the Middle East, possibly. and South Korea and Japan. But that's, if you don't mind living with these countries' work culture. The work culture in South Korea is pretty rough, but it's nowhere near what Japan's is, which is very rough, hence the high suicide rates. So consider that. And Japan is just so expensive, and the pay they're giving you, it's American prices on a less than American salary. It's tough. South Korea is beautiful and awesome. I think you could get a lot of benefit, get a lot of fun from going there. Of course, there's always Hispaniola. There's always South America. There's always, south of the border in Mexico and stuff. No, the money's not grand, but everything's a lot cheaper. The life's a lot slower way of living. It's like if you, went to Vietnam and you traded it all out for Hispanic people, and instead of rice, you were eating tacos. I don't mean to be stereotypical. It's just a joke. But that's about what it's like. So, from my source on Al Jazeera, it says news of the rule changes on Friday after a leaked document circulated on social media sent shockwaves through China's $120 billion private tutoring sector and triggered a massive sell-off in the shares of companies including U.S.-listed TAL Education Group and Gaotu Tekedu. Chinese regulators on Saturday published reforms that will fundamentally alter the business model of private firms teaching the school curriculum, as Beijing aims to overhaul a sector it says has been hijacked by capital, end quote. The new regulations ban firms that teach school curricula from making a profit, raising capital, or going public. Regulators also said no new licenses will be granted. It says the worst case became a reality, wrote JP Morgan Chase & Company analyst in a note, saying it was uncertain whether the companies could remain listed. But, this is all to promote, basically Chinese parents to have more sex. They want them to have up to 3 kids now to boost population, which is kind of absurd to me with the way they're treating, never mind, with the way some conditions are in more rural parts of China. So hold tight. You may have to go to an island country unless you're highly qualified and can get in elsewhere. So we will see. So what does this mean in the grand scheme of things? It means that we need to reevaluate this strategy. Everything still stands. You want to negotiate good contracts. You want to be aware of what you're walking into. You want to have a strong resume, strong qualifications, a TEFL. These all still stand, and there are still tons of places to go. You ever thought about going to Prague, Russia, Paraguay, Uruguay, Bolivia, Chile? There's a lot of places. Africa? So don't keep your mind closed. Don't get tunnel vision focused on China, because I had a problem with that. And I've studied Mandarin for 2 years in college in preparation to go back to China. And now this. But if you know Spanish, Chinese, and English, you can communicate with 90% of the world. So it's still a valuable skill to have. Now, this is where I don't mind bothering you, and I hope you don't mind me bothering you, to tell you to check out Take Flight's Instagram, which is TakeFlight_podcast on Instagram. On Facebook, it's Take Flight Teaching Consultants. You need to add these places and follow along. I got pictures of stuff I'm mentioning in these podcasts, and y'all are totally missing it. I got food. I got things that I've done overseas, all in these pictures. So you got to check them out. You got to add them. Our site, I have pictures of the site that's being built. So you know it's not me just blowing smoke and making things up. You got to check it out. I have a lot of resources to give, but I can't give them if I don't know you guys are supporting. So please check it out. Thank you. Now, so for China, the future is very uncertain, but we will know for sure closer to October. Once again, these were leaked documents. Doesn't mean they're not true, but it could mean we don't have the full story and there could be more to it. I'm going to be honest, a lot of the activity I'm seeing seems for the most part business as usual. But yeah, the landscape's changing. But there are options out there. Now, I know I've said screw Cambly teaching before, but they are back open 24/7 worldwide. And they are saying they're hiring again. We'll see. There's Kiddo ABC for teaching Latin America and doing it online, tutoring English online to Latin kids. And then, you know, the typical ones, Bling ABC, Q Kids. But those are online platforms, and, you know, I'm not huge into those. Those just are, you know, added few bucks to your pocket. You're going to be listed as an independent contractor with those, so they're not paying your employment taxes for you. So if you're not putting back 15%, you're going to be surprised when Uncle Sam comes knocking for his piece. Now, I am not an attorney, nor am I an accountant, but I do suggest always being transparent and honest as you can. You know, it's weird doing a travel podcast in the middle of a pandemic and talking about traveling and what you're going to do when the state of the world's very uncertain. But I want you to know my world's uncertain too, if, you know, just like any other aspiring ESL teacher. But hang in there. We will return to some normalcy. But keep your head up. Let's keep this ball rolling. Jump on over to Take Flight Teaching Consultants on Facebook. Take Flight _, which is the little dash, but it's down low. Take Flight _ podcast on Instagram. We can keep you updated for whenever, you know, I try to get these podcasts out every couple weeks at the most, once a month, but in case something were to happen, you could keep up with me. You could keep up with the podcast and the rest of the people that you haven't even gotten a chance to meet yet. You've met Anthony, but you haven't met Susanna, and that is our expert on Latin America. And, you know, there's just a lot more to come. But as far as news goes, you know, China had massive flooding. They released floodgates to keep their bigger cities from getting flooded. And it tore through rural towns and killed a lot of people, flooded metros. It's a horrible situation. And it's just natural disasters happening everywhere, really. Germany, those are the ones making the news, but you can't deny the climate change, and you can't deny that humans have had a really negative impact. So we all need to be more aware, be grateful where you're at, and take care of the things within your reach, and help somebody out. It'll make you feel good, and it'll make them feel good. So until the next time, remember, you're not fired, but China is kicking you out. No, we'll see what happens. So This is John Melton from Take Flight Teaching Podcast, signing out. Take care, everybody.
You paint a picture in my mind. You wanna leave it all behind. In a